group of Tasmanian councils may have crafted a novel solution to the twin problems of youth unemployment and neglected heritage buildings in need of repair. The Heritage Skills Program provides jobless youth with 6 months' work in restoring old buildings. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Brighton in southern Tasmania.
The old Brighton Army camp is where Tasmanians who served as soldiers during World War II came to train. The original hospital, made of wood and corrugated iron, is one of the few buildings that remains, and even it has fallen into disrepair.
Right, where's that place going?
In the, this back wall.
20-year-old Bailey Jeffries is one of a small group of people repairing and restoring the building. He's putting new plaster on the walls.
Just some construction like skills, plastering, painting. We're doing tiling and a few other things like that. I was doing nothing when I was not doing this course, just sitting at home, bored, and this is just a great opportunity to come and do some work and get some experience.
Tradesman Mark Ashton is their teacher.
These guys came here with nothing, no skills at all. And after a few weeks, the lights started going on in their heads and they started to get it.
The program is run by the Heritage Education and Skills Centre. Its director is Tim Kirkwood.
We recognised that we needed to create these opportunities to be able to upskill these young people and actually give them some trade skills, but focused on heritage buildings, but really trade skills that they can carry into the building and construction industry and give them some employment opportunities post the program.
21-year-old Sean Rusden has struggled to find a full-time job. He hopes his 6 months on-the-job training here will change that.
It's a pretty good opportunity because normal places, sometimes they want you to have previous experience before they put you on as an apprentice.
Former trainee Trixie Nealon has reaped the benefits of the program. She's now working as a gardener.
I think it gave me the confidence to try different industries.
And how have you found your gardening job?
It's great, I love it.
While the program helps young people find jobs, the council's education support officer, Charlie Renner, says the community also benefits.
We speak to quite a few people who pass by here regularly and stop in and say, oh, I knew someone who trained there, or oh, my pop went here as well. And so it's certainly a very well-known place.
The Army Hospital isn't the only place being restored. An old mental hospital and a convict ruin is also being repaired.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.